Welcome to Real Talk, Real Women, Breaking the Silence Around Abuse. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have a very cherished guest, Karen Wright. We were at school together a few years ago online, and I heard over and over again her new idea. It was during the COVID break. A new way of living, pause, breathe, proceed. So think about that a second. Take a pause. Take a deep breath. That is actually calming your entire system. And now that you can, now you can proceed. Now you create a business, a company, a logo. You create an entire way of living with that. And that is Karen Wright. I am so honored to have you. Thank you. Karen, let's start with a few words from you. Where you are at today, who you are today, how you help the world, and quickly into an overall story of your life with an emphasis on the kind of abuse you overcame in your life.
Thank you so much, Gemma, for inviting me. Yes, my name is Karen Wright. I am the owner of Pause, Breathe, Proceed, a new way of living with a new way of thinking. I started this, like you said, I appreciate you bringing me on for Breaking the Silence Around Abuse, because abuse is a broad range. And when I pulled this finally all together after our course, trying to figure out what stress was, it was debilitating, right? Stress will ruin your health, your relationships, your mental and physical health. It just beats you down. And what I realized as I was trying to figure out what stress was, I looked back at my life. Now, abuse is different for everybody, and everybody is affected differently by the same abuse. It depends on how you were raised. So what I realized in my journey to creating Pause, Breathe, Proceed is, think about this, Gemma. When we come into the world, we're innocent beings, little babies. We have no real angst or anything. We are programmed by those who love us, those who raise us, to be who we become. My thought came to me, though, is when we come in, and I believe we all come in with a passion in our heart. And when we can't follow that passion, we're told what to think, say, and do, because from the age of 7 years and under, we believe everything to be true. And so we're struggling to find our way in this world, trying to understand what all these people are telling us. And we keep all of that in our central nervous system as we keep growing up. So everything we've been told, we believe to be true. And I believe everyone has, and abuse may be the wrong word, because I believe every parent does their best. There's no guidebook. But as we keep growing, we never pause to question if it's in our heart to do it that way. So, for example, my dad wanted a boy. He got two girls. We grew up pretty tough. I was the youngest girl. Well, this is what I realized later in life. My dad could relate better to my sister. But I was supposed to be daddy's little girl. What I realized later in life when I started to pause and breathe and understand why I became so reactive is I spent my whole life trying to make my dad proud because I wanted to be his little girl. So even, I don't know that abuse is the right word, but still my whole life. So if you add that to my stress backpack, you know, and then I had, you know, I was supposed to go to college because for whatever reasons, I'm supposed to go to college. Even though I didn't know what I wanted to do, I went to college and I figured it out. Add that stress. Then in my generation, you got married, you know, had a house and you're supposed to have kids, but that wasn't where my heart was, but I did it because I was supposed to do it. Add that to my stress backpack. So throughout our life, we do things because we're supposed to without pausing to see if it really is something we want to do, especially in our generation. I got into corporate America and I was one of few women who did what I did. And that was a tough environment. Add that to the stress backpack. My central nervous system got overloaded with a lot of stuff that didn't resonate with my heart. I became reactive. I became angry. I was, you know, it's, and that, but then you don't realize all of that has built up in us. And so in essence, you know, our whole life, if we never pause, we keep just accumulating all of this baggage, all of this stress and tension and expectations. And it just creates who we are, even though that might not be who we want to be. And that was a big aha moment for me to think, to realize that I could pause and breathe and figure out why I am who I am and who I want to be going forward. That's where you start removing the stress, removing the abuse, removing all those thoughts, because everything's energy, as you know, Gemma. So everything that we've accepted to be true, we can pause and go, wait a minute, I'm going to change that energy. I don't believe that to be true anymore. And so I realized a lot of who I became wasn't who I wanted to be, wasn't who I was in my heart, but I lived everyone else's expectations of me. And I did what I was supposed to do, not living who I really truly was. So in essence, we all have, I believe, an underlying, it's not necessarily the abuse, but it's also a programming that might not resonate with us. And that causes stress, and you keep adding on and we get very, you know, overwhelmed. And we don't realize that all that is built up. So every time you react, you can pause and go, wait a minute, I don't believe that to be true anymore. I want to do this, you know? So that's why I appreciate you bringing me on, because all abuse, all trauma has a starting point, right? And when we get triggered in that abuse, that something triggers us, something triggers, brings up that memory, that emotion, that trauma, we can pause and be present, sit with it, look it in the eyes, face that fear, and get rid of that energy. Because an emotion, a memory without emotion is a wisdom, and we can learn from it and change who we want to be going forward. It doesn't have to stay stuck energy that causes us to react all the time. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's important. It is true. First of all, when we break the silence around abuse, it's not necessarily about domestic violence. Not everybody has my story. Not everybody is victorious over 15 years of domestic violence. However, it all starts with self-abuse. What do you impose on yourself? What do you force yourself to be, which is not you? How do you shit talk yourself into not doing what you're supposed to do?
Right.
It's awful when you realize the amount of awful talk we have toward ourselves, and that starts early in our childhood. It's rarely starts during teenage years. It starts early because suddenly there is one moment, one meaning that we give to one serendipitous moment that has no meaning in itself. It is just as it is. But suddenly, as a kid, we give it a meaning that becomes our identity, and we run with that. That becomes a self-abuse. And so a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So thank you for talking and speaking into that specific origin of all the stress, all the anxiety, all the depression, all the mental health disorders, and all kinds of things that we can experience on a daily basis when we do not ask, okay, what do you believe is true? Is that a universal truth? Is it as true as the law of attraction that attracts anything that falls on the surface of the earth? Is that as true as that? And when you can observe that, you can see, does everybody in the entire world believe that?
Yeah. Well,
no. Okay, so is that really what you want to believe?
Right.
Is that serving you?
Does it resonate with your heart?
And you start to really ponder and change and choose to transform from within and change the meaning you gave to an event. Sometimes it's an awful event. Sometimes it's a totally basic event. But the meaning you gave to that event makes all the difference. And that is what you're talking into.
Yes. And that meaning might need to be redefined. If someone told you, you always have to ask, who defined that? And do you believe it to be true? Was it a different generation? Was it a different culture? You know, and what resonates with you?
Exactly. So Karen, my next question. I understand that all these unfulfilled expectation, all this backpack of impossible to achieve things, because it's so much not in alignment with who you truly are, but it is just like hoping to get external validation. Many people go through that. How did you break free from that thinking? What was that shift?
Well, you know, thanks for asking. And I'd like to share a quick story. I actually became very tough. I rode a Harley. I was the, I don't say thug of the group, but I had a group of girls I'd ride in Orlando. And we stopped at lunch one day and the waitress was really snarky to us. And everyone looked at me, you know, like I'd normally say something, and something shifted in my heart. I can't explain it. And it overtook me and I looked at everyone. And I said, well, maybe she's just having a bad day. That was like, that felt so good to be kind instead of angry, because like I said, I was tough, man. No one messed with me because I had built up such a armor around me because of, you know, everything all that I, you know, was trying to do. And that was the first shift. My heart shifted. And then I started realizing that I didn't have to be so tough. I could be kind. I can start living the life I wanted to live. And I didn't have to run anymore. I could just face everything as it came up and choose to be different.
Mm. When you realize that you have the choice of how you behave in regards to events, other people, the way you really feel, and you always have the choice of how do you respond to that. So that day, a shift in you made you respond differently and try another response and see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Make an experiment.
Yeah.
And how did this experiment go for you?
It felt so good. And I started actually realizing I removed myself from a lot of the negative people in my life that I felt good to be around people, good-hearted people. And it wasn't until years later, actually, that that pause, breathe, proceed came to me, because I started the journey to understand what stress was. Why had I become so, you know, reactive? And, you know, I had stomach issues because of my stress. Debilitating. I was on 8 pills a day. It was deteriorating my life, but no one ever told me, you know, what stress was. And so I started the journey for my own health and relationships. Because when you react on people, you know, you kind of drive them away. I'm a massage therapist of 27 years, a yoga instructor, a Reiki master. I did the inner MBA with you, you know, so I studied it all, but nothing ever stuck because of the way our brain works, because it's always spinning. And by the time the age of 30, we're already 95% programmed. Now what we're going to think, say, and do, think about that 5% consciousness. And so what I realized finally, I said, you know, mindfulness and emotional intelligence were great. They were the solution to the stress, but I couldn't do it on a daily basis because we're all so busy and our brains are always spinning. And so what I finally looked to the sky, honestly, and said, all right, God, I don't know how to make this work, but I want to help myself and other people. And pause, breathe, proceed came to my heart like a lightning bolt. I kid you not. And I knew I needed to create it. So we created reminders to get people to pause and breathe. So what we have here is like, pause. Are you being negative with an empty heart? We've all been there. Pause. Just take a moment. It's an ancient game changer. The pause. When you belly breathe, the vagus nerve in your belly tells your brain to calm that central nervous system. Don't be reactive. Just take a moment, belly breathe, and then proceed with a heart full of love. So we needed to create the visual reminders. So every time you see it, you know what to do. We created bracelets. We have stickers, you know, that you put everywhere. I went to honk my horn one day and I laughed because I was like, the sticker was right there. I couldn't honk my horn because it was a reminder, Karen, what are you doing? You know? And so the brain, we need the reminders because otherwise we just stay on that crazy train, on that hamster wheel, and we do the same thing over and over again, Gemma, as you know. And so, and the trauma just sticks with us. It's when we can pause, recognize the energy coming in, and decide how we are going to face it. You know, there's pause, breathe, proceed. There's tapping. There's EFT. There's a lot of different great. There's massage, cranial sacral, myofascial work. It's getting the stuck energy out for the trauma so you can move forward in your life. And that's where we're, you know, putting ourselves up there. We want everyone to just three simple words to tame your stress anytime, anywhere, Gemma, anytime, anywhere. So
I think it's truly, truly a blessing, because by having taken those three words that are life-saving and made it your mission in life to bring those three words to the entire world, as many people as open to receiving it, because that is valid in any place on Earth and beyond, even on the other, on the spatial planet. I don't remember the name of that. Sorry about that. When you can go out of the Earth, even there, it is still relevant. It is timeless. It is not bound to space. It is true. It is always true when you take the time to pause and to breathe. Now, when you proceed from a heart full of what you truly want to accomplish. And that allows as well to suddenly connect to the wish fulfilled, the solution, the end goal. And because suddenly you see again the end goal, suddenly magic happens and you get the download of exactly your next step that, oh, magic, brings you to the goal. It was just one breath away.
Yes, we say a pause can change everything. And we also want to put the kind back in humankind, because we need to stay connected. We need to see that the other person that we're about ready to get angry at is another human being doing, just trying to survive just like we are. You know, and if we can all get the same verbiage, hey, let's just take a pause and a breath, a deep breath here. You know, how you doing? I'm sorry you're having a bad day. And put the kind back in humankind.
Put the kind back in humankind. I love that one too. Put the kind back in humankind, right?
Yes.
That's great. Yes. That's really good. Okay. You know, what? Tell me again.
I was going to say, but I know your show's around abuse. And what I want everyone to know is abuse does not define who you are. And when you can pause and belly breathe and look that abuse, that fear in the eyes, and rewrite your story, you can become the author of the new story of your life. And don't let that abuse define you, but you own it and you're stronger for it. It doesn't break you down.
That last sentence resonates with me a lot. In 2012 was the first defining moment when I heard the story of someone I perceived had it so much worse than me. And when I heard that this person actually overcame the hurdles and the inner critique of his experience, I realized that I had to actually look at my demon in the eyes, and my demon name was domestic violence. Yeah. And to actually, okay, I have to recognize that I am back in that same dynamic. And from that moment on, I had no idea how the rest of my life would unfold. I did not have any plan. But that moment started a friendship, a support relationship with that person, where we started to dream together. And because we started to dream together, imagine a dream and completing that dream one with each other, it actually opens the mind of possibilities, opens the fantasy of a world full of love, light, peace. That was not my world, but an imaginary world. Little did I know that by doing that, I was not only facing domestic violence for what it was, a dysfunction in a relationship. And two people are needed to have that kind of relationship. You cannot do domestic violence alone. You can do self-abuse, but you have to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Or an abusive conversation, but still, you have to be two. So realizing what was my responsibility in this experience. So pause. Okay, dream. Fine. Breathe. Imagine. And from that moment on, it took another year and some to actually break through with a few attempts during that year. And that last moment before I broke free was a defining moment, because I was fully conscious that it was domestic violence, fully conscious I had another life waiting for me, even though I had no idea what and how. Fully conscious and fully bought into the idea that love is available to me, even though it was in my dream.
Yeah.
And that allowed to transition, to receive inner guidance, and to walk away by the door. That is how it resonates so deeply with me, what you just said, because it's so true. You look at whatever abusive situation, circumstance, look at it for what it is. Okay, it's a dysfunction. Okay, is it defining you? No, you choose to define yourself.
Yes.
You choose what you believe is true.
And you choose what's next. Yep.
And you choose what is your next step in this.
Yeah. Choose how you're born. Yeah.
Karen, I truly love you, love your vision, love your mission, love how you shine in the world.
Thank you. Thank you. I have, we do have a do-it-yourself program. May I mention that here?
Absolutely, please.
Because I will be sharing that with you. What we did is, no one has time to read or get into, I don't know about you, but I've tried, you know, I've read some amazing, brilliant things, but I shut that book or stopped listening to that audio and nothing changed in my life. So what we did is we created a program that's easy to incorporate into your day and do. And so we have, we wrote a simple, but easy to understand, but powerful. It's a book. It has 17 lessons that go with 17 emails, 17 videos, 17 lessons. And look, they're like a page and a half, you know, long with a little exercise at the end. Easy to do. It doesn't take you but 15, 20 minutes for a lesson. But it sticks with you. It gets you thinking differently. And that's what we want people to do, because when you can pause and breathe and start thinking differently, you're shifting your whole life from the inside out. And I'm excited to say we just added as a free bonus, because we want everyone to continue once they finish the lessons. It's a, I call it the brain changer book, because it gets you to think differently. It explains some different things like centering breath, letting go. And then it gives you exercises to think differently, to live differently, to do differently. And we have you visualize it. You know, recognize today I am what? I'm strong, I'm weak, you know, how you're feeling. You start checking in and identifying, as you know, name it to tame it. You know, how did it work? And then What are you grateful for? So it's a very simple yet powerful, beautiful hardback book that we include in the do-it-yourself program. And we're also right now, we're doing a once a week Zoom, ask questions, connect with us, because we want to be that company that's real, keeps it real and simple, and we really care.
That's beautiful. Where can we connect with you? I guess falsbreezefrosted.com. I would go naturally to that. Is that true?
Yes, we have solutions for individuals. We have solutions for businesses. And just today, Gemma, just today, we launched our online store. So, and okay. We're going to have more. So we have stickers, bracelets, t-shirts, shirts, and hats. Just launched it today. So right before this.
Okay, so the good news is that day, April 15, 2024, mm-hmm. That's a big date. Okay, that day is the starting of the store where you can purchase Pause, Breathe, Proceed, any kind of merchandise. And always when you see that sticker, always when you hear those words, it stops you on your track. And you can not do anything else than smile, because it's like, yeah, I know. That's just what it's right. All right.
That we works. Say, once you know, you can unknow. So you go to react and you'll be like, Karen told me I can't react here. I gotta, you know, because that reaction will lead to an apology or feeling bad. And then that's different, you know, more emotions you have to deal with. But if you can pause, silence is power. Just breathe. What's going on? You know, self-awareness and situational awareness pauses the what is going on. When you belly breathe, you start to understand why. Why are you about to react? And you keep breathing until you understand. That's where understanding and compassion come in. So then when you're ready to proceed, you proceed in kindness and forgiveness. It's a powerful tool. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Karen. I am so happy and grateful that you are here today sharing so much loving kindness solutions for healthy living, happy living, grateful living, which just leads to more happiness, more gratitude, and more love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Amen. And at the end of the day, it's all about love.
It is. We are love.
Love can conquer everything.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Karen, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, I always enjoy you, Gemma. You are priceless. You're a gem in this world. You radiate. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.